Rosin, hardened tree sap, is used by dancers to create friction on a slippery surface. Not enough is like dancing on ice and you have the potential to fall. Too much is like dancing on spilled maple syrup and again, you have the potential to fall. My name is Ava. I have trained in ballet for 13 years now. The feelings a dancer has for performance are like no other. What is the dancer's rush? Typically, call for dancers is about 2 hours before the show. When I first stepped into the building, my body's flooded with excitement. You always have to go sign in on the board with all the dancers' name for attendance. Before any show, we are required to take company class.
Nice crossed fifth position, no toes peeking out. And big stretch. Every inch of your back.
After class is when it gets more chaotic. Nerves make people go crazy sometimes. Everyone is running around, putting on costumes, makeup, and getting their hair done. A common thing you will hear from your dressing room is the loud banging of pointe shoes. For most shows, your shoes should be fairly new. New pointe shoes are very hard and make a very loud sound, which you do not want to hear while on stage. So most dancers will take their pointe shoes and whack them on a wall. So before performance, I take my pointe shoes and I kind of crack the soles of them. This makes my arch look better and just the shoes more bendier. And then I take my shoes and I press on the boxes of them, which is like the toe area. And then I'll just try to smack them together to get the loud sound out. So when you put your rosin on, most people put it on the tops of their shoes, on the balls of their feet, on the heel. Some even put it on the inside of their shoe, on the heel of their tights, so their shoe doesn't fall off. If your costume is a tutu, the last thing you do before you can even step foot on the stage is to make sure your strings are tucked in. On a tutu, there are hook and eyes that go up and down to secure your costume close. However, there are strings that you can cinch up to make it even tighter. These strings must be tucked in and tied, or else they can fall out and look distracting. Every dancer has different emotions they feel through a performance. Some get really nervous before they step on stage, and some can be super relaxed. When I get on stage, I feel just a rush of adrenaline. It's just the best feeling ever to be out on the stage and doing what I love, and the bright lights are super hot and just shine on your face, and you can't really see the audience because it's completely dark. Now, if you have a quick change during a performance, you are basically throwing on clothes in pitch dark in storage areas by the stage. It is one of the most stressful experiences. You have to make sure your hair pieces are in correctly or else they'll fall off on stage and you'll get in trouble. After a performance, every dancer feels different emotions. Some feel relief or excitement or even sadness. A lot of times I'll feel sadness, especially if it's the last show of a set. After every performance, I just feel grateful to be able to have danced on stage with my friends and do what I love. There is no greater feeling and no greater adrenaline rush than performing on stage with those big bright lights shining on you. I'm so grateful for all my experiences that dance has provided me.